Book of Revelation, chapter 13, and we continue our series, Life After Death. Let's read the whole chapter of 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of a blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto you, the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See the deception. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he hath power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And that's the number we know, 666. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Help us to understand the spiritual meaning. Let us grasp the picture that was going to take place, and that we can relate these events now into our life to prepare ourselves, O God, to be equipped with the whole armor of yours, to do the work of yours faithfully. I pray anoint my lips and put verses and statements so that your word will be preached and people will understand and put into practice, O God, what you are giving to us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here, John, he noticed when he was standing on the sand of the sea, he noticed there was a beast rise up out of the sea. Water, usually, water, the meaning, spiritual meaning of it is mean mass of people, human population. And out of it, it is coming a beast. It is like a human power. As if now there are many human power, right? All over the world. And you, all of a sudden there's a figure who raised up like a beast. Like it's difficult to conquer. That, you know, after the defeat of devil in the book of Revelation chapter 12, now he want to compensate to bring his feet back to the field. And he caused that beast to rise up. And the beast, that beast has seven heads. Heads is for knowledge, big knowledge, technology, and 10 horns, power, all the weapons of massive destruction. Massive destruction is power. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, authority. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So his job is to blaspheme God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and the work of God. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, something fierce to frighten the people. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, very strong, mighty. And his mouth was as the mouth of a lion to devour, a fearful mouth. And the dragon gave him his power, devil gave him his power and his seat and great authority. We discussed that devil will fight against the seat of the woman in Revelation 12. Now he is preparing the agenda. He make a beast with such a glorious figure and power, so that the beast will blaspheme God, blaspheme Christ, so he will shift the direction of the people from Christ to be converted toward him. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, possibly from the previous battle he was being wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. You know, the wound is to attract sympathy, and the false healing to attract the people by the power of the false miracle. That's where the deception, you know, how this healing and how he's like a hero. Have you get the point here? The stories of the devil. He makes somebody a hero, sympathize, story to attract the attention, and then deception and power to give that he will receive their glory through our false miracles. Many false miracles and healing, false healing, it can be done by the devil to attract people to follow him or the figures that he is creating. Let's read, continue to read. And all the world wondered after the beast. With the story, with the power, how the healing came. And they worship the dragon. They worship the Satan to move away from Christ, which gave power unto the beast. So here the deception. And they worship the beast, saying, see here the deception. Who is, what they are saying? Who is like unto the beast? Who can be bigger than this power? Who can be bigger than this nation? Who can be bigger than this weapons? Who is like unto the beast. And who is able to make war with him? That is the ultimate deception. We cannot do anything. This is the ultimate thing. We have to surrender to the work of the devil. No, that is the lies of the Satan. Deception of the Satan. We refuse it, we reject it in the name of Jesus. And there was given unto him a mouth to the beast. Was giving him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. Great things, arrogance and boasting and showing off and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months, 3.5 years. That's perhaps the second half of the period of tribulation. And he opened his mouth in a blasphemy. He blasphemed God, blasphemed Christ to pull the attention from Christ towards Satan. Against God. He blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, his church, and the saints, those who were taken with the Lord, and them that dwell in heaven, and possibly the believers, the few, the converts on earth during the period of tribulation, they were also blaspheming. That is part of the persecution. Verse 7, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. He started to fight the saints, the believer, the that's in the period of tribulation. There will be a fierce persecution. Most of those who will be converted during tribulation, they will be killed. That's why better we will follow God now. We don't need to wait till that to take place and we will surrender our life to Him. Now is the time for repentance, because during the tribulation will be a fierce persecution. The true believer will be tested by death, not by trials. Amen. So it was given unto him to make war against with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Such a power universal over include all the nations and all the ethnic groups. To make the deception more strong. And all that dwell upon the earth, they shall worship him. Can we get the point? Mm-hmm. Now he want to let the picture of Christ no more. All the those inhabit the earth, they worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Those who are unsaved, they will be the one to worship him. The saints, they will be persecuted. Mm-hmm. If any man have an ear, let him hear. There's a warning. That's what's going to take place, second half of the tribulation. If any man have ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Listen to this. And he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. What he's telling here, that time, listen, you have here, listen. At that time, there are two options. Either captivity, that's where the persecution, or the sword for to be dead. There's no way to escape suffering. That's what he say here. Those who go to captivity shall go into captivity. Those who will be oppressed and hurt, they will go. And those who will be killed by the sword, they will be also killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, that's the option in front of us. When that during the period of tribulation, in the second half of it, will be tested with these options. And he said, you cannot escape these two things. You have to go through it. That's why we need to make our decision now to follow Christ, not after he come. Now is the time to embrace suffering, because that will be easy. Then if you compare it with the suffering that will pass through during the period of tribulation. In verse 11, and I beheld another beast now, coming up, to enforce the first one, coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. That is the first, you know, a lamb with a horn. Two horns like a La kalam, deception. This is a false cries to deceive the people. And he spake as a dragon, blasphemies and boasting and streaming off and false miracles, false promises. And I beheld another, yeah. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. See the deception. He started to deceive the people, to force them to acknowledge the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He allowed fire to come down from heaven as if he is coming from heaven. Look to this. Along like a cross with the two horn, yeah, and fire from heaven. And he's telling them, worship the first beast, as if he's getting the figure of God to convince the people to go into wrong, to go into the wrong direction. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of these, of those miracles, false miracles, fires, and he make which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. He told them make image for the beast. That's where the idol worship, many figures and peoples now, they make figures and make personal images. That will be more clear in the period of revelation, which had the wound by the sword and did live, verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. He has the power to give life to the image of the beast. That's another false miracles to take a place in order to deceive the people. And that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That's the ultimate. After all these miracles, those who are not willing to worship him, they will be killed. So there are two beasts, the first beast and the second one. The second one will come to enforce the image of the first beast as if he came from God, and he's telling the people, worship that figure, make an image for him, and he give life to the image, and he let fire come down from heaven. And finally, those who does not worship the beast, see the persecution, the oppression, they will be killed. So there's deception. There's blasphemy first, followed by deception, followed by powerful persecution to force the people to go away from Christ. And he causes all, see here, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. That's where he speaks about the mark. And we know it, there's a mark on the forehead he will give, and on the
right
hand. And on the right hand, what is the purpose of it? And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, the purpose of this mark is that he will make a commercial control that without the beast or the mark of the beast or his name or the number of the beast, there will be no transaction taking place on earth. Now here, we understand that persecution nowadays is all about finances. It's all about, nowadays, the church, the one way of persecution is about financial, economic persecution. And that will be more strong and clear at the period of tribulation. Now, now, and that no man might buy or sell, save the he that has had the mark. So either you have the mark, and then you can get your living, or you will not have it, and you suffer and die. his wisdom, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 603 score and 6. Now, let me go through it. Now, we hear about the microchip on the right hand and microchip on the forehead. You know, that we might link it with this. But the main purpose of the main idea is that the trust should be not on money. The trust should be built on God. Devil may use, listen to this, devil will use financial sanction against us to in order to make him, to make us bow down to him. But that we should accept it as persecution. You see, I accept it in this way. I understand it this way. I have searched about the number of the beast, commentaries and people who explain, but I'm not convinced with any explanations. Most of them is about historical events and they link it with the six, with the number 660, you know, 66. But the most acceptable explanation, I believe, it is about financial control in order to bring us away from serving God. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter, book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 44, Matthew chapter 6, verse 44, say, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now here the point is, what the beast, the second beast would do, and the dragon behind him, he would force the people to trust mammon, and he will force them to trust money. As long as they put their faith on the money, that will be fine with them. But that's where the backsliding and going away from God. Now let's go back to the Revelation chapter. Let's go now to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. When he say that, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Okay? Now, why he did not say onto the left hand? If it is about anatomical, right? Why he did not say on the left thigh? Have you get the point? Why on the right? Why on the right hand? Either your right hand or your forehead. If it is about anatomical things, it can be any place, right? Yeah. And some I hear that is going on, that is microchip is there. But I can explain it this way. The right hand, when he say, the Lord your God is your shed at your right hand. You know, the right hand is the hand that every man use, has a skill to earn his living. Amen. Now, do I trust my hand to bring me food, or I trust God himself who will bring it to my mouth? Okay. The forehead, the mark on the forehead, do I look unto him? When I look up, my forehead is, it will express where is my faith and my trust. Where is my trust? On people, on money, on his word, on him, and on his provision. When he say in the last verse 18, his wisdom, there's deception, there are blasphemies, and there's also persecution, especially about money nowadays. They will not tell you don't to preach, but they will put you into under heavy financial stress to silence you, to make you compromise, to surrender to their wickedness. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number. Count the number. What's the number? 666 555 444. The calculation is about faith. It's about faith. When what you say, what is the clue? Four is the number of a? Four is the number of a? In your Bible. Look in your Bible. It's a number, four is the number of a?
Man.
Not a number of God. It's the number of man. And his number is this, this, and this. What do you want to say here? Whatever man, arrangement, and power, and manipulation, cheating, persecution, work of devil, put it all together, they cannot stand before God Almighty. It is a call for wisdom. A call for wisdom to understand. Let him that has understanding count the number. Whatever the power of man cannot overcome, cannot stand before our Lord, mighty God, as we trust in Him, as we fully trust, we'll put the mark of God on our right hand, He's our shade, on our forehead, to look unto Him, that He will guide us, provide for us, and He will take us out from the mid of whatever situation that the devil would put us in. Let us come, let's stand up now and worship the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Come against all work of devil right now. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's all stand now. Let us ask the Lord to refill us with the Holy Ghost as we hear the word of Him. Lord, fill me, O God. I want to go forward. I want to fight against all power of darkness by putting the armor of yours on my body, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet that ready by the shedding of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the prayers of all kinds of prayer, pray for everyone, for the saints, all over. Lord, I trust you, God. You take me, O God, and use me to bring the gospel, O Lord, to those who need to hear it. I trust you, God, that you will provide, you will silence the enemy, you will defeat it, you will give me means and a provision to continue to serve you. We bless you, magnify you. O God, as we worship you, God, Lord of harvest, send us, let your voice be heard. Holy Spirit, take this word of yours. Make it reach those who are weary, those who are burdened, those who are fearful, those who are being oppressed. I pray for them to be delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those who have been confused, deceived by devil, rebuke. I bind the spirit of deception. I cast it out in their life in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are here and those who are in other places, set them free, oh God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing this song, a victory song. Lord of harvest, let your voice be heard.
Yeah.
us. Enlarge our territory, God, let your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.